Welcome back, y'all. It's been a week. So last time, you all approached the city of Yonda, known for its clay and its brickwork and pottery. You approached as night was falling and were intercepted and questioned by some guards who seemed a bit suspicious of outsiders. One of them fetched their superior, Sergeant Ironmark, who brusquely questioned you all. And ultimately permitted you all to enter the city. Inside the city, you found that Ruko is in the Red Keep, the fortress in the center of town, though how you were going to get to him was a bit more of a mystery. So you decided to get a drink at the Crooked Span, the closest tavern to the Red Keep, to ask more about kind of the Red Keep and Ruko and all that stuff. You realize that a lot of the people at the tavern were guards, and the Ling tried to approach them, but the guards were flippant and suspicious. Especially when you all mentioned that you would stop the Empire over in Palaste, because they claimed that Ruko was here with the group that did that. Mail eyed you suspiciously as you left. You decided to find Sergeant Ironmark, and so you headed over to the Constabulary, where you met the Night Guard, an older fellow named Common, who let you all know that Sergeant Ironmark was off for the evening and probably at home, though he refused to give you some strangers her address for whatever reason.
Crazy that he wouldn't.
Honestly. Even though he had a thing for me.
I think Gurney did flirt with him and set a date with him the next day at Roots and Leaves, a cafe that doubles as a plant store. So you all headed back to the Crooked Span, and those guards you talked to before were gone. And you very quickly realized that they were mustering outside. The barkeep, a friendly chap named Rusk Three Tooth, helped you all escape by allowing you to exit through the kitchen. Outside you saw a small force of guards had gathered, led by the stern Captain Dragominger, who you all recognize the name as being the wealthy family from Kalaste, and given his bearing and his like very fancy outfit he's wearing, you gather he's probably part of that family. He sent the guards to search the city to find you all and bring you back to him, but you all were able to elude them. You split up with Gertie going with Hank into the Red Keep. And the rest of you all agreed to meet her back up at the closest tavern to the Root and Leaf, which is where the date is tomorrow. So you all headed over to a place called the Fired Maiden, where the barkeep, a broad-shouldered woman named Zaria, very quickly all had you doing shots. Elaine got perhaps a little too drunk, and in her drunkenness laughed a bit about how these schemes never work and someone always betrays you. Before realizing that she was too drunk and sobering herself up with her paladin.
That's right. You sobered yourself up. Cheater!
Meanwhile...
Although I guess you did take my hangover away, didn't you? Yeah.
Okay. Gertie went into the sewers and infiltrated the keep with Hank while she was wild-shaped as a fellow fox, ending up in a privy and attracting the attention of a patrolling guard. And then who realized that she was a transformed spellcaster when she started, like, opening doors intelligently. Gertie made it to the kitchen, but not before the guard raised an alarm, leading to some hiding and some trying to escape out the outside doors, which are locked. Ultimately, she created a distraction by throwing her lip plumper, and escaping back through the toilet that she came in from. The group met back up at the Fired Maiden and got some rooms for the evening. In the morning, Gertie headed over to Roots and Leaves for her date. Common was there dressed nicely, but he told her that they'd have to rain check the date because the guard is looking for her and her group, and that the captain wanted them to answer some questions. He did let you know that he didn't tell them that you would be here, but just encouraged you all to turn yourselves in. Whenever you get a chance. And then he'd like to reschedule the date, if that's something you're still interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you all did just that, heading to the constabulary, where you found both the captain and the sergeant. The sergeant seems to all have you all's back, telling the captain that she told him that you all would show up. And so the captain says that he's got some questions for you, and leads with, "There was an attempted murder at the palace last night. Someone tried to assassinate the Imperator with wyvern venom," and with which he held up Gertie's lip plumper.
Yeah.
So, it is the 18th of Grinning. It is a fantasy midweek, or fantasy Wednesday midweek. I guess that's Fantasy Thursday. But you all are in the constabulary office. You've got the captain standing in front of you, along with Sergeant Ironmark next to him. The captain, I'll remind you, is human. He's tall. He's got, like, iron gray hair. He's wearing a wolf fur cloak. He's stern and disciplined. Sergeant Ironmark, dwarf. She's short, heavily armored. She's got a braided auburn beard. She's missing her left eyebrow, and it's got some other damage from what you gathered to be probably an adventuring life. You remember her being like practical, sharp-tongued, and seemingly respected by her folks. Very brusque. And so, the captain is in front of the four of you, and he's holding up the lip plumper. And he's like, so, what do you all know about this?
Nothing.
What did you call it?
Wyvern venom.
Oh. I saw something like that that they were selling as a lip plumper.
Roll me a persuasion. Persuasion or perception? I'm going to let you choose.
And can I assist? I have persuasion.
Which one are you? Well, first of all, which one are you rolling?
Green?
Oh. I don't know. I just.
Doesn't even know yet!
I got a 19, though. I think
that'll probably
be fine. I think I'll do persuasion.
I am
plus two, so 21.
I'm trained in persuasion.
Okay. How are you assisting?
By pretending I don't know.
Application for advantage reject.
Oh, well, how it is.
But you get a 21. 21 is pretty good. Let me bust out my dice here and see what kind of night this is going to be. Okay. He says you've never seen it before in your life.
Not that specific one, but I saw a whole bunch of them before.
You're telling me this is a lip plumper?
It is sold as a lip plumper, yeah.
He says, because one of our head alchemists said that it identified it as wyvern venom, a very deadly toxin.
Do they wear makeup?
Yeah, these kids these days are idiots, I think.
We heard that you have a Bruko in your presence. He can speak to this.
Or I heard some people even inject botulism into their face.
Or one way to find out for sure. If effectively pumper.
Put it on! Does he have thin lips?
He does. Make me a persuasion check.
I pull out a hand mirror and hold it up to him.
If not you, one of us can. I've seen this before, right? Like, I know what that is.
Yeah, no, you're familiar with the Nepo babies that peddle this shit.
Six.
Oh,
six.
No.
All right. He says, well, I did ask Ruko about it, and he said he's never seen anything like it before.
Really? He's the one who told us about it. He was talking about his Nepo baby friends and how they put weird shit on their faces.
Ruko, perhaps not in his right mind right now.
That's crazy, though. That can we just...
He says,
I give you a look. I don't say this out loud. Can we just tell them?
We should just tell them. Well,
maybe.
I don't recommend it.
Oh, this is the fucking Dragomir guy.
This
is
Dragomir.
The fucking Dragomir guy. Yeah. Not in character.
Also, Sergeant Ironmark is being quiet and is watching all of you and him closely. He says,
I'd be willing to put it on to show you.
Yes, like I said, not you.
Says, have you used this before?
I haven't, but I saw a demonstration. I'm confident that that's what it is.
Did you open it? Doesn't it have a little spongy bit on the end?
He says, he says, when it comes to assassins, he says, hiding their poison is something innocuous It's always a good idea. They don't walk around with bottles of poison labeled death stuff.
Is there a reason you are not taking any offers to try it on somebody other than you?
You're afraid we'll be too beautiful.
You're afraid we will be right and it won't kill us?
I mean, the dose meets the poison. Water can be poisonous at certain amounts. Like, were they going to lip plump somebody to death?
Depends on where you put it, I guess.
I guess. Try it on your wiener.
Oh!
I don't want to think about this guy.
I hear it feels like your balls are drunk too.
There was a lot of poison ivy penis talk before you got here today, Colleen.
She's heard that story before.
Yeah.
She's a quiet. He looks at you, Chisa, and he says, by all means, and he hands you the vial.
You got stuck with it. I mean, I can do it, too.
It's okay. Oh.
I do this to myself.
Roll me a con save.
Do you always have to roll a con save when you put it on? I'm saying this is Caitlin.
No.
Okay.
You did throw the lip plumper, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe he's replaced it with something. You're beefy. You got this.
Well, I mean, is there any sort of way that we can inspect it before putting it on? Like,
I think it might be too late.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 13.
I will be ready with my healing hand.
13?
Mm-hmm.
You take 7 points of acid damage as it starts burning your lips.
Oh. What?
I do my thing.
You would know that this is not how it acted the last time it was on.
That is in the wrong container. Yeah, it does look like somebody was trying to kill somebody.
Does it seem like he knows? It seemed like he knew what was in here. Like the fact that this particular one.
Roll me an inside check.
Can I also roll an inside check?
Of course.
But also, wouldn't the acid have eaten away the little lip thing?
It's a little glass container.
Natural
but when you apply it, there's like. Or I guess I always pictured that it was like a lip gloss where it
but
has
I mean,
like
plastic doesn't exist, so it has to have been glass.
Right, but the wand could have been glass that was in there.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. The wand had to have been plastic.
Oh, so that, okay.
Or magic.
Yeah.
It's like a little spatula.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nat
20,
26. Nice!
You would deduce that he knew before he gave it to you that it was not lip plumper.
Did it see?
He looks a little like when you look at him, like Sergeant, like Ironmark looks concerned because your lips just got burned by acid.
Mm-hmm.
Dagomir, like he looks a little vindicated, like he knew this was going to happen, and this has just sort of proved his point.
Can I? Would it be a medicine check if I could?
Yeah, medicine. Let's say medicine, alchemy, or nature.
Okay.
Alchemy.
Wait, how can
that's not a skill.
18.
You kind of, before they can take it back, you kind of snatch it from Chisa's hands and look at it.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the amount of wyvern venom in here has been dramatically increased. Like, it's your same container that you threw yesterday, but, like, somebody has injected a bunch more wyvern, just, like, pure wyvern venom into this.
Oh, so before it was diluted
down. It was
down.
A very, like, diluted dose.
And I know that it wouldn't naturally, like, get stronger from just, like, evaporation?
Yeah, no, somebody clearly...
Someone tampered with it.
Someone clearly tampered with this.
Well, that's definitely not what those samples did whenever we saw them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it Dagomir or Dragomir?
Dragomir, sorry.
Dragomir. Okay.
You look vindicated. Are you really against cosmetic procedures?
No, but I know that this was poison intended to assassinate the Imperator. Your friend Ruko, your so-called friend Ruko, already looked at this earlier today, along with his group.
His group. Who the fuck are these people?
He says they're the ones that saved Coloste.
No, they're not.
Have you reached out to Coloste's people?
Yes, I spoke to Imperator Baskar myself, and these people, Ruko, and these people he's with match the description.
Well, we didn't talk to Baskar. We talked to the captain of the guard there. We didn't meet the Imperator, obviously.
Ruko spoke to one. What was her name, Sergeant Ironmark? She says Polga.
Yeah, Polga wanted to date him. But
no, that was Prague.
Praga.
Praga, yeah.
Praga, yeah.
Praga wanted to fuck him, but...
What about Captain Ross?
She spoke with him, and, you know, it seemed like she was familiar with him, and he was familiar
with
her.
Yes, yeah. Who are these other chuckle fucks? Because we're
suspiciously, suspiciously, they look a lot like you three.
What?
Could we meet them? Is there any way that we could...
He says, I'm not about to just let anybody into the keep after an assassination.
Well, we don't want to go to the keep.
No, can they come here? Like, we're happy, like, you guys can keep us wherever, like, so that we're not able to do any, we just want to see them and talk to them.
How do you know if they look like them and they are in there? How do you know they're not them?
Yeah.
It says Ruko. Ruko spoke with the Imperator and with Praga, and they both vouched for him.
Alright, we gotta lay it out on the table. Ruko was kidnapped by a fucking hag. That's why we're here, to get Ruko back.
Okay. So, this, I will say, is going to take...
Sorry, guys, I got impatient. Should we retcon it?
No.
Sorry, guys.
So this will be I'm going to call this a group skill challenge. So you all are trying to convince Dragomir, who is very suspicious of you all. You figured this out last time. Like, you think that Ruko is here on the hand's behest, like, spreading sort of suspicion and, like, trying to cause a panic. So that's... And so you would gather that Dragomir is very... suspicious of you all and not inclined to trust you. Sergeant Ironmark, on the other hand, seems to have a better, at least more accurate to this reality's take on you guys. So she definitely seems a little more geared towards listening to you all.
Is that all the vibe that I'm getting from him? I think my only concern was that he's working with the hat, but it just seemed like he's suspicious.
You
got
a natural 20 in your inside of him, right?
Yeah.
You don't think that he's in league with the hag.
Okay.
You would gather... I'd say from everything you all have gathered, like, there is stuff happening at the keep with Ruko and the Imperator and some people, apparently a group that looks like you all. But you would gather that this guy has been getting reports from the keep, but, like, is not involved in that. And I'll actually say with that natural 20 that you get that one of his ideals, bonds, and flaws is that he is distrustful of outsiders. So this will be a group skill challenge. And so basically, I'm going to need each of you to tell me what skill you're using to try to convince him. It doesn't have to be persuasion. It could be medicine, for example, if you wanted to try to, like, prove that, like, the lip plumper had been tampered with, or it could be, you know, history, or it could be, you know, intimidation, or, you know, anything like that. Like,
how about perception? Because we spent the whole night in a tavern, a couple of tavern.
Mm-hmm. So, do we each get to choose?
Yeah, you each get to pick your own skill and tell me what you're going to do. And I'm just going to say right out that the DC is 18. And also, so if I don't think any of you have guidance or...
they took guidance away from Rangers, which is rude. They took so much shit away from Rangers that was good. Because I guess Rangers also used to get healed word, and they don't anymore, which is fucking stupid.
And so what I'm going to say is that you need to get to 4 successes before you get to 4 failures. And that you have a, we're going to call it 2-round time limit.
Oh, okay.
So So you can, if you don't want to do an action for yourself, you could also help somebody else to try to goose them up a little bit. If you share the skill, that's going to help each other out. So,
I think it's good. We tell the truth. I was worried, I'm going to say this more, I was worried that this gentleman was actually working with the pack, but he seems honorable, like he's just trying to protect his home.
Yeah, I'd like to prove that the, I'd like to show you guys that the lip plumper has been tampered with.
Is it Colleen saying that, or is Gertie saying that?
Gertie.
Okay, so, what skill are you going to use for that?
I'm going to do medicine.
Okay, so you need to try to get an 18 on this.
Well, that didn't work.
Then you have a coin.
Sure, why not? The night is young.
Right.
And I...
We're like 10 minutes in, we're already using coins.
16, so no.
Dang.
Close. No.
But you could try it, could she try it a second round, or that's done and can't use that skill again?
I would say that you burned that one.
So. Okay. Oh, God.
And so...
That sucks.
And so you, this is all to convince Dragomir. I'm going to do have a slightly lower DC for Sergeant Ironmark also. So that'd be a success for Ironmark and a fail for Dragomir.
Now, if I'm going to use perception, can I add my D4? Because it's based on the perception that, of stuff that I would have seen last night while we were moving around the town. So I'm going to tell him about anything... Because we were around.
One sec. Let me finish this.
Okay.
So you you show him that, and he's like, that doesn't show me anything. Like.
Yeah.
He's like, he says this is how we found it.
Oh well, whoever's tampered with this did a very good job.
Yes.
No, you're just drooling a little.
Oh no.
All right. So your perception thing.
So we heard people talking in the town last night, so I'm gonna just reference all the discord, and essentially ask, is that what it's normally like around here, or is this sort of suspicion and distrust really out of... I'm not rolling advantage. What?
Right, so this is perception?
I need a D4. I forgot to put out my dice earlier, so now I'm just... stuck.
Elaine, you could potentially give up your action to help if you wanted, or you could do your own thing.
Do my own.
Got your own? Yeah. Perception. Fuck me. Actually, 8. No, it's not going to make it. 8 plus 7.
15.
Yeah, it's even more.
You
want
to spend a die or a coin?
Do I keep the D4?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'll spend a coin.
If we do something impressive, do we get the coin back?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. 27. Thank God.
Okay. So that's a success for both of them. He says, it is very out of character for this town. Normally people don't have them whipped up into such panic. And you're saying that a hag's the reason behind this.
They love to spread discord, and she doesn't know we're on her trail yet, so...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of hag.
Hagology! 101!
That's about the rolled piece of scroll. It is my dissertation for my PhD.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hagology 401.
Alright, so what are you going to roll for this?
I'm going to do a history. Yes. And since it's recalling information about hags, could I do with advantage?
Yep, absolutely.
Amazing.
And I will give. In the 101 lesson, as with everyone else, but, you know, say it in a way that is, like, how that would apply to this situation. So you could, like, connect the dots. Fuck me.
Right.
I roll one of them, right?
I
re-roll one of them or both of them?
I forget what I said. I think it's one of them.
Nat 20.
Yes! Fuck yes! That counts as two successes.
It does, actually.
Hey, two, because it's one each.
So that's you. You all are at 3 successes already, with only 1 failure. And he says, "You do could know quite a bit about hags. Where did you go to college for this or something?"
Yes, I did. Thank you for notice. It's first in my family.
He says, "Has that degree served you well in your life?" Has that degree served you well in your life?
Yes, actually. Quite well. This is not my first time getting Ruko back from kidnappers.
Yeah, it seems like you might like make a lot of your money just off Ruko being in trouble.
I do. Speaking of this person, if you, Bosford, do get into contact with anybody who knows anything, Ruko's mother has talked to us. Ruko's mother sent her here to find Ruko. So why would she send Ruko's kidnapper to us if we were not the right people? You know who his mom is, presumably. If you know who he is, she's very powerful. You can talk to her. You can talk to the fortune teller who told Ruko about the hag. You can talk to the actual head of, what's her name, guard, captain in, whatchamacallit?
Colossae.
Colossae. You can talk to any of these people who are impartial or have third-party history, knowledge, etc. And then maybe you will be able to tell the difference between 2 outsiders, ones that you did not think to question, and then the other people who are coming trying to save their friend.
Yeah, so what is Ruko's mother's name?
Riven Youngblood.
Yeah, she looks impressed when you drop that name.
Yes, she is actually the reason we all know each other, so...
There it is. Captain
Rask. He says, and Captain Melina Rask has already vouched for him, but... Well, you think this is a persuasion?
Oui.
You didn't even need 2 rounds.
I know, right? Can't win them all.
So he'll take that back and he reaches out for the wither and venom.
Yeah, please. I don't need it.
He says, based on what you've said, I can see that it's very possible that a hag is involved in the situation. You made some very compelling arguments, most of you. When he says that, the sergeant looks at you, Gurney, and just gives you a wink. Because she'd believe you. He says, there is just the matter of the assassination attempt last night. Ruko and his group were all accounted for at the time of the event.
Are you sure it was an assassination attempt and not a fox that crawled through?
Well,
I mean, it was just a fox, right?
Never mentioned it was a fox.
Yes, you did.
No. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No,
definitely. You definitely did. Can I roll deception?
Deceptive about his own thoughts?
Yeah, well, like, I'm trying to
girl
convince...
Girl boss.
I'm trying to convince him that he did say something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you always roll a 20, right?
Gaslight girl boss gatekeep. Oh.
Dirty 20. I gotta keep up the gas save. My mom's gone now.
Oh no! That is not what I was trying to say.
You should give it to me just because my mom died.
And if you don't give it to her, give her a coin back.
Yeah.
For the audacity.
My mom died. Give me a coin back.
What a gaslight accident.
Does she get advantage if I go, yes, you did?
They would get disadvantaged, maybe?
I feel like me not imposing disadvantage in the first place would be unfair.
Oh, did you want me to do disadvantage?
No, you're fine.
Don't give you advantage.
Nice.
You rolled flat. We gave you advantage. He was thinking disadvantage, but was nice about it.
So.
Just gaslight him.
Gaslight for good, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gaslighting a bad person, is it bad?
Is this a bad person? I mean, you don't like him,
he's rich. And I think a lot of rich people are bad people.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Actually, so,
Sorry. I was like, it's my distant cousin Asper hates this guy.
Shane, would you give me the scissors right behind you?
What are you doing?
Just messing with the grapes.
Trying to cut myself off some grapes.
It's like, are you going to throw them at us or something? I'm like, I'm over it.
That would be an extreme reaction.
See, I can't use a dead mom card for two. Two.
You got to use it as long as you can.
Or can I? This is going to be a new thing that I just pull out when I want things done.
I'm a half orphan.
My half lesbian and a half orphan.
Half lesbian on my mom's side.
That's true. Once removed.
Or you no longer ever able again to be half lesbian.
I mean, she's a lesbian when she died. I'd say it's still
so
half
she's
lesbian.
A lesbian forever.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to burn this tape.
Actually, for the first time in your life, go back and make edits.
Maybe. All right. So, he says, cut the shit. He says, I know you were in there. He says, I didn't mention it was a fox. He says, however, I also don't think that you were trying to assassinate the Imperators. What were you trying to do?
We were trying to find Ruko.
Yeah.
Which one of you was the second fox?
Oh, it was my familiar. He's not here.
His name.
Do you want me to call him?
That won't be necessary.
Okay.
He says, look, protocol says I should arrest a lot of you for breaking in, but...
Well, technically, I wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to arrest somebody, just arrest me, because they weren't involved.
Aiding and abetting, but...
They didn't
know... I wouldn't say I aided or abetted that situation either! That's Caitlin, sorry. I didn't say that in character.
But... Big butt here.
Yes, I do have a big butt.
Well, rub it in. He says, I think...
Your pants agree.
I think... As much as I hate to admit it, that I believe the four of you.
Yeah.
And what you're saying. Especially after Sergeant Ironmark gave you all a sterling recommendation this morning.
Thanks.
That said, I am definitely not at liberty to bring you into the keep.
Nor do we want to be.
I think Ruko should be out of the keep if you're so worried about that Imperator of yours. Ruko should be away from that keep.
I can advise that, however, I can't. I mean, the Imperator keeps whatever guest the Imperator wishes. She's my boss.
Well, how about we just hang out on the DL, you find a problem that needs a set of four heroes, and then when they go out to deal with it, like the heroes that whoever these no-names are, then we figure it out. Because, I mean, we're pretty sure this is going to be like a showdown or something with a hag, right? You don't want that happening in the city.
It's true. You don't want the hag in the city at all. So maybe best you do not know we are here yet.
Yeah. I mean, we just, like, park it in the corner. Appreciate it if you didn't lock us in the cell.
We take care of your hag problem. We get to go back. Your city, back happy.
Yeah, because the last thing a city needs with Windhaven on the horizon is a hag causing problems.
So you claim to be the heroes that stopped Windhaven and Kaloste. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about this?
We were on the boat going south because we got kidnapped by Ruko's mom. Crazy fucking situation. You know, really powerful heroes are assholes, and I can attest to that.
Sergeant Ironmark actually, like, kind of goes,
and we'd finally gotten to the river, and luckily enough, somebody picked us up. Volchek? No, that's the...
Herbeck Loader.
Oh, Herbeck.
The quartermaster of the docks.
That's Volchek, right?
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. But we were on the boat, and he told us that it's pretty frequent that they get stopped with, like, pirates and stuff. And rather than let them attack, he always just stopped and tried to make something work. But these people were on the side of the river, and there was a chain across the river. So he pulled over and was like, hey, let's deal so we can move on about. And then this, was it a halfling bitch? Starts, like, slinging attacks all over the place. Killed Herbeck. Thankfully, we brought him back. And then after we searched her body after we killed him, which was very hard... she had a cookie recipe that turned out to be something of
illusory script.
A letter, yeah, illusory script, and it was a letter.
We didn't get to it in time, right? It was blank.
Oh, it was a cookie recipe, and then we did not get a true sight on it until after it had already disappeared. But there was a medal or something. A dog tag. Lieutenant Verna Thorngage of the Windhavian Army. And so we killed them all. I think we burned the bodies.
We killed everybody except her. Miss Verna Thorngage.
Did she get away?
She did, right?
Verna Thorngage?
No.
No?
No, oh. We killed her. Yeah, we got her.
We're going to put their heads on a spike to try to impress you.
That did happen, but we're not going to say that. But then we went back and, yeah, once they were dead, that's where we realized that they had the chain across the river was just an illusion. And we tracked back her footsteps to a couple more, another southern site with a bunch of heads on a spike that had burned out. And, yeah, that's kind of the last we heard of it. But once we got to town, they shut down the town, so there's no river traffic happening in Coloste right now because they don't know where these agents could be. And even before this had happened, we had, they told us that they were actually missing, like, 4 or 5 boats already, I think. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah,
sounds right. Yeah, and so they hadn't had the traffic that they were expecting, and Harbeck's boat was the first one that had showed up as it should. So there's some pretty good fuck shit going on along that river. And then they didn't have anything else for us to do. And we were just hanging out and bored, and we went into the woods, and oops, hag. And here we are. It's been like 4 days.
I only joined that end.
What's that?
Oh, I only joined that end.
He says, Lieutenant Praga sent you all on a mission shortly after you arrived in town. Where did she send you?
To a little farm to get the, we saved a woman, Myra.
Who... Yeah, because she was throwing the pebbles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the one. But we were going after the Dawnbound at a small farm about a day and a half away or so because the Dawnbound had gone out because they'd stopped hearing from the farm. Everybody was dead except for Myra. And we were lucky to find her because she was bit in half. But it was a land shark? Is that what they called it?
A bullet, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember that part. A shark of the land.
He says that matches the details that we were given by Praga. He says, if you were agents of the Empire, it would be hard for you to know those details.
Would you like to zone of truth me?
I can't do that.
But somebody who can.
Oh, I guess that made Rosk's job a lot easier, because she just did that, and then we were good.
He says, yes, Rosk has many talents that I do not have.
Jealousy?
now, passive insight, yeah. He's a little jelly of Rosk. But he says, okay, well, I guess stay low, stay out of sight. You don't want to tip off your hag. I'll go talk to the Imperator about perhaps finding some adventure for those four to go on.
What if the Imperator is already under the control of the hag?
Well, then we're fucked. Better hope she's not.
What about that little farm or whatever out there?
What about it?
That we skipped by?
Yeah,
the little cottage that we didn't go into?
It's black with the little...
We could hang out there. But it's... Isn't it like...
Half a day and a half?
Oh, it's only half a day?
Half a day, yeah.
But it would take us.
I thought it was further out.
And us being out there, I don't know, I was like, could we go wait there? And he tells the story about how there's a big thing that needs to be taken care of out there, but I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, it's worth asking.
Okay, well, I'll see about sending them to... You get in the directions. He's like, I'm not familiar with that, but I guess that's for them to find.
Mm. Is there any clue if your doctor's am or what happens?
Caitlin, can you relay what she said?
I'm not. Should we wait for them? Is that what you said?
How do we know if?
Yeah. So if you go talk, should we just hang here for a minute and you come back and give us like a temperature read?
It's probably not good that you hang out at the constabulary, but if you want to find an inn or a tavern or something to hang out in.
Okay, and then you'll let us know if we should hotfoot out there?
Yeah, I'll send a card over.
Alright.
Okay.
Cloak's up. Take your veil off. You very obvious with your veil.
I think it was off, wasn't it?
Oh, you kept it off?
You guys put them back on for when you came over here. Because you didn't want your out-of-character disguises to be visible to this guy in case he turned out to be a turd.
Mm-hmm. But, so we can, disguise up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just get back and turn the light on. He's like, he kind of nods to the sergeant and takes off. Sergeant kind of eyes the four of you and says, impressed? She says, Captain Drigomir can be a bit of a heavy boulder when it comes to convincing him to change his mind.
Hmm.
Hard to move.
Is he actually a good guy, or...?
Captain Dreamer? Yeah, he's a mensch.
Hmm.
He, I mean, I know he's got a fancy name and clearly a nice outfit, but he actually... I don't think you'll meet anybody that cares about the city more than he does.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, he's not very nice, but... But in his line of work, that's an asset more of the time than it's not.
Cool. So I guess we're going to go lay low?
Yep. I'm assuming we told them what tavern or inn we'd be hanging at.
No, you didn't. Which one? Did you want to send to the one you guys came from? The Fired Maiden? Or?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's really close to the keep, right?
You're thinking of the Crooked Span is the guard bar that was right next to the
keep. Yeah, I didn't want to go there. Yeah. I think the Maiden one is probably better.
Yeah, if that's further from and it is like not on a main thoroughfare out of town.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more seedy too, right?
It's a little more working class.
Yeah.
When you say the Fired Maiden, everyone's just like, the Fired Maiden. Spent many a day there. She says, all right, y'all doing shots?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That did happen.
She's good at her job. All right, well, I've got stuff to do. See you around.
Bye.
She gets up and she's the type of person that she storms everywhere that she goes. She storms out.
Could we stop by the plant shop before we go? I want to leave a note for for my beloved.
Common.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
Yes?
We're old. We don't have much time.
I think we discussed this last time. I just forgot.
I just want to leave a note, like, that we're going to leave town for a little bit, potentially, but I would still like to meet with him. I'll let him know when I'm back in town.
Alright, yeah. So you head over to Roots of Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that note.
Mm-hmm.
The barista is just like, oh, it's so nice to come and meet somebody. He's in here all the time. Sweet guy.
Yeah, we hit it off.
Hope to
see you again soon.
Make sure he gets this.
Yes, thank you. Toodaloo.
So you're just going to head back to the Fire Maid?
Yeah.
All right, so you head back in. It's early in the morning on a Thursday. It's pretty dead in here.
Should we take Sidney to go to the cabin and back?
I feel like I want to wait to confirm that there's actually a reason to go out there. Because if we go out there and he's not able to convince whatever he needs to do, then we're just...
The loot that Chris hid in there for us.
I like that the assumption is because I mentioned it, it has to be important.
I think there's not a damn thing out there.
For the bit.
There's definitely not a six-level dungeon beneath it that I spent 30 hours mapping out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. No, so you all, yeah, back, it's quiet. Zariah's there. She's still working. She got like 4 hours of sleep tops, but
wow.
She's looking fresh.
Is she 20?
No, she's like in her mid 30s.
I mean, still, yeah.
How odd is she?
Inari?
you all decided last time, I think, that she was hot. She's a broad-shouldered woman with soot-streaked blonde hair and a tight braid.
Mm.
She's got burn scars on her forearms that she kind of flaunts. And just kind of friendly and warm.
Is this?
She was the one that was like pumping shots in you last night. Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Ah, good morning. Welcome back, she says. Looking for a little of the hair of the dog that bit you, as they say.
No.
We're just,
breakfast?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Unless it's more Strika, then no. But, yeah, if you actually have food, that'd be lovely.
She says, we've had many of people drink Strika for breakfast. She
I know,
says, but... don't worry, she says, we have breakfast soup. And don't worry, it's served cold.
Don't worry, it's served cold.
So far, all the soups you've been served in this country have been cold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I will have some Strika.
Right.
Burn my taste buds off.
Yeah.
The bread's warm, though. So.
Well, that's good.
You each get a fresh little loaf of bread and your soup, cold soup.
Why is the soup cold? Oh, just because it's
she
cold.
She says, should it be a different way?
It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
She looks confused.
Hot soup?
Different places sometimes have cold soup or hot soup.
I think they only do cold soup here.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Eating hot soup is weird. Does it burn your throat as you drink it?
You tried before? Well, you know it'll burn your throat when you drink it, but you like it.
I've never had hot soup.
You should try it.
Have you heard of French, or no,
ew, French onion soup.
Paraclase.
Paraclase onion soup.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I have.
It is delicious. It is warm.
I thought you were just going to say, have you ever had a paraclase, as if to say.
Yeah.
But no, you're not playing Ari.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, maybe next time I get a little drunk on this track, I'll try this warm soup idea. Though I am very dubious.
I mean, do what you want. It's just, we've tried it, we enjoy it.
Would this soup taste good warm? Because a warm
does
soup...
Does it taste good cold?
I mean, yeah,
it does taste good. Would it taste better warm? That's a great question.
What kind of soup is it?
Is it like a
gazpacho?
gazpacho or a borscht.
But I don't know what those are. I know they're words.
It's like
gazpacho is like a tomato soup. Like a
yeah, this is like a beet soup.
Nasty.
Oh, so like a borscht.
Oh, nasty.
I mean, I could see it being tasty. Mm. But yeah, probably better warm, in my opinion. With some croutons and cheese, sour cream, maybe some pumpkin seeds, breadcrumbs.
Very knowledgeable.
Creme fraiche. Goat cheese.
So, okay.
Sounds like you're creating a menu.
I just say, also, doesn't one of you have like a warm up cantrip or something?
I don't.
Shocking grasp.
Little guy. But you have oven. Bread is hot. Warm.
Okay, oh, sorry, buddy.
I mean, I'd say you could use your elementalism spell, Gertie, to warm it up if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, elementalism.
Yeah. Do you guys want me to warm your soup?
No, it's fine. It's okay. We spent a lot of RP on this soup.
A shocking amount.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to kill time.
Hmm? Maybe on another day when we might not need your powers.
Mm. It's a cantrip.
Oh, never mind. Warm my soup, please.
Ding. Yeah. It's my hair. It's ready.
You taste the soup warm. It tastes good warm. It's just a different, like, it kind of likes different flavors than it would if it was served cold. It warms you up on this chilly day. It is cold outside.
You have warm Strekka before?
Mmm. Warm Strekka.
She just looks offended.
Well, you know, where I'm from, they drink the... Okay. Warm.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, we have whiskey in this game, we have ale, we have wine. Mm-hmm. Strekka is very valid.
It's warm.
She says, do you have any on you?
Nope.
I'll come bring back, next time you go home and come back, bring some.
Okay, I will.
She says, you and I will get drunk on this warm... liquor that you are so inclined to offer.
Okay. I will come back on this side of the world.
She kind of leans back in a flirty way. She's just like, are you implying that I'm not worth coming back to this side of the world for?
No, did not imply that at all.
Good.
There must be something with these people from Ruko's life. They're always Ruko and Gisar. Finding attraction everywhere.
Well, Gisa was flirting with Zoraya last night. So.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
She was working to
Gisa asked her what time she got off.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, they're pretty hot commodities.
Yeah.
Says the only person who's actually got a date.
I mean, we're both almost dead, so doesn't even count.
Gertie's only one getting any in this game.
It's those hairs.
Some of that shell action.
Interesting. Real.
Everybody wants a piece of this shell.
What do y'all... So y'all sit here and wait. What do y'all... what's the vibe? What do y'all chat about, while you're waiting?
I'm going to place, get a deck of cards and start playing cards. If anybody wants to play with me,
I'll play cards.
I can play cards.
Oh, I do have a disguise kit. I thought I did.
Frodo, you're too young to drink that.
Do you like it?
He's like, it smells. It smells delicious.
He's like, I need a Heineken. I'm old enough.
Sam's not even old enough. All
right. I mean, in cat years, Sam would be.
Yeah.
I guess when Sam turns 21, whatever, at that point.
Yeah.
He can have whatever he wants. Yeah.
We'll make him a meow-teeny.
Meow-teeny.
All right, so you're playing cards, Elaine. Chisa, what about you two? Are you joining in the cards?
Is Elaine?
Yeah.
Not unless specifically asked you.
Do you ask Elaine to join your card game?
Yeah.
Very half-hearted.
It would lead to.
Okay.
Unless. It would play.
So you'll play cards for a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
It's lunch. The lunch rush comes and goes. And then
I'm checking the root tractor periodically.
Like the arrow sort of moves like imperceptibly, like as if he's like maybe walking around that building, but like it still is pointing at the key.
Okay.
And a little after lunch, Sergeant Ironmark comes in. Spots the four of you and storms over to your table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
She kind of looks around. There's still some like stragglers in the lunch rush. She's like, "Come with me."
Okay.
Can
I do a perception check, or what would that be? Like, I.
What's the question you want to answer?
Is she angry at us?
Insight check.
Okay.
Or is she scared? May I also roll?
22.
She's unreadable with her natural one.
Uh-oh.
That's fine.
Even though I got a 20, well, I guess because it's a
nat 20.
Nat
20, yeah. Let's go.
She leaves the tavern and, like, walks around to the alleyway between it and the next building, walks down the alleyway.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Does she seem charmed? Is that something that...
You don't get any whiff of charm on her.
I keep an eye on her surroundings.
Yeah.
And when we are leaving and we're like going out, I want to make eye contact with Zoraya, to kind of be like, "See you later," but also so that we're seen with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She gives you a wink.
I nonchalantly.
Alright, so you'll head out. Do you follow her down the alleyway?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, what is the alleyway, like, is...
It's like a dark, shady alleyway that's kind of hidden from the view of the street.
Is there, openings on both sides?
It bends, so you're not sure, but probably.
Okay.
Is there anyone...
You look up, roll me perception check.
Ooh. 15.
You don't see anybody up there. So she goes down the alleyway and like past the turn. Amelia's turned the corner. She's waiting there for you. She says, "Well, shit's real bad."
Oh, okay.
Captain Drigomir's been arrested.
What?
Charged with treason.
Oh boy, so the hag did get to the Imperator, huh?
Apparently Ruko and his crew, I'm getting them from some of my trusted guards that are in the, were in the keep, but I'm not getting the whole story. But apparently Dragomir came in and, you know, tried to spin the story of, there being something out in the wilderness that they needed to take care of, and Ruko and his group weren't buying it.
Interesting.
And then...
Ruko and his group weren't buying it.
And then accusations started to fly, and Ruko accused the guard captain of being behind the attack the previous night.
That sucks.
Have you heard, has Ruko been, like, coherent and conscious? Like, is he functioning?
Charming and clever, from what I've heard.
Not at all, Ruko.
Do you think maybe it's not Ruko even?
Well,
I mean, it's possible.
Oh, it is.
But he's probably enchanted or something from the...
He seemed kind of stupid, or no?
No one's used that word on him. Clever, I've heard.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like...
it doesn't
sound like he's in charge.
Yeah, somebody else is driving him. Little Ruko machine.
Not to mention... The person you tried to talk to him say in his brain was just do.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
He's not really
he's
there.
In his head, but
yeah.
Somebody else.
Like
is.
A dominate person or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Okay.
Well, how the fuck do we get him out?
or how do we get in?
Well, I mean, where is the captain now?
He's in the dungeons.
Where are the dungeons?
Beneath the keep.
Oh.
Like, he's not in my dungeons. I thought
yeah.
I could just let him out.
That's
he's,
what I was thinking.
He's in the keep's dungeons.
Do you know anything about those?
Of the Imperator. Yeah, I've been down there a few times. We don't usually use them that often. That's usually my job or his job.
Okay.
They're actually a relic from when this was an independent fiefdom. Those were like the national dungeons.
Mm.
That's where they'd put like political prisoners or like deposed royals or the like.
Mm.
Okay.
So, I mean, what's the over-under on you getting us a bunch of guard uniforms and leading us in like we're a guard change?
Can get you the uniforms, but I don't think I should be there with you.
I think that's fair.
That's
we
fair.
Need somebody to
yeah.
Stay
one
on
of
the
you
up
needs
up
to not be arrested in the dungeons.
I'm also wondering if Hank knows how to get in there. If I could somehow sneak in there.
Didn't
with...
you say you went in through a latrine?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Well, no, but we could go in and then open up a door somewhere.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean...
Is that meant to be?
Then you're by yourself again in a keep that's locked down that's already expecting a fox.
Yeah, but we'll be in the sewers, so they're not going to be looking in the sewers.
Well, you could go into the latrine and turn back into yourself in the guard uniform.
Yeah.
But then how are we getting in?
I'll let you in through a door.
Do we know what door?
Well, let's figure out what we can figure out about the layout of the keep.
Yeah, I mean, Captain is... No, Sergeant. Is she a sergeant? Is there a door that, if Gertie was on the inside, she could reliably let us in at?
Most of them are locked from the inside and outside with keys.
So you have to have a key for both sides of the door in order to unlock the door?
Well, it's the same key on either side, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That means probably not.
No, I don't have those keys. Even Captain Dragomir didn't have those keys.
Yeah.
The only two people that have them are the head of the Keep Watch and the Imperator herself. Fire hazard. We've been telling them that for years.
So the walls are part of the building,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not like it's a wall and then there's like open space.
No, there's a courtyard.
Okay.
So there's a wall around it and there's
yeah.
a building inside of it.
Okay.
What other people are in there besides guard? Do they have other guests besides Ruko?
Right now, as far as I'm aware, Ruko's the only guest of the Imperator, him and his group. There's, of course, the palace guard. She says there's a city guard that patrolled the outside of the palace and the inside of the wall.
Okay, so outside city guard, inside palace guard. They have cook? They have...
Yeah, and they have, of course, full house staff. Yeah, they have a cook, they have a major domo, they have cleaners.
Maybe we do that instead of something ostentatious. And can you get us... Can we find more, you know... Do they live there, or do they go home and then go in for the day? These are staff?
The only people that actually live there are the Imperator.
So, do we want to try that? Maybe.
Just wait till tomorrow morning?
Yes, if that's when they go in. Nobody looks at the help.
Also, I can be more things than a fox. I could be a mouse. I could be...
But the problem is the keys. You lock both sides. It's not you can just open a door.
Right.
What about the windows?
Are there windows?
There are windows, yeah. They do open.
That's probably visible.
No.
You do have people watching.
What about the back of holding? I think three of us can survive for a few minutes.
That's a dangerous...
You all can't fit in a bag of holding. If you had a portable hole.
Yeah. Need to get a portable hole.
You need not to get a portable
hole. What? We've had one.
Yes. It was every plan became a portable hole plan.
It was a closet. It was a completely innocuous closet.
I guess in that campaign it was. I just remember it was like campaign one or two, you had a portable hole. It was like, everything was like, get a portable hole.
Hole is always a mistake.
So the city guard is on the walls, and the palace guard is in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get us city guard uniforms, then we can figure out how you're getting in and letting us in from the wall. Because there's two layers that we got to get through here. You know what I mean?
Why are we committed to being guard? Is it because armor?
Yeah. I don't want to go in without my armor. I mean, how long does it take you to put on your armor?
Mm.
A long time, right? Mm. But I mean...
But do any of the guards look like... Does they wear armor like us anyway?
Yeah, some of the guards wear heavier armor.
Okay.
Oh, I've got charm. Could I charm a guard?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what they're for.
They get a save, though, so just FYI.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't be in. Like, so I wonder if maybe we should go to the bar. Somebody can seduce a guard to go outside. We'll charm them. If it doesn't work, no harm, no foul. If it does work, then we'll put on our ill-begotten uniforms head in.
If it doesn't work, they know.
Yeah. It's true.
And after an hour,
they do
know.
And
then
they
yeah.
realize anyway.
So
right, but I mean, it's an idea. We're just throwing out ideas. We're whiteboarding it here.
No bad ideas in the brainstorm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least for one of us. Then if they remember, it will not affect it.
What's that?
So at least it will only affect one person if we're not all there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason that the Imperator would ever leave the keep?
Normally, yes. She's often visiting the city. She's out amongst the people.
She hasn't been recently.
The last few days since Ruko arrived, she has been holed up.
Is there anything that we could do to lure her out?
From what I can gather, not at the moment. She's pretty paranoid. She thinks that Imperial agents are here to kill her.
What if we started a rumor that there were Imperial agents inside the keep and that she needs to find a safe house?
Yes, you could maybe charm someone to pretend they are agents.
Are there any people who know the layout of the keep? And if there are any escape routes or pathways underneath or anything?
She's like, I could draw you a rough layout.
Do you know if there are any, like, back exits or whatever? I guess you could see that.
Do you know if there's any back exits or underground entrances?
Well, apparently somebody got in through the latrine, she says, looking at Gertie. But they've blocked that up.
Then where does the stuff go?
No, they put, like, metal grates over there.
So the metal grates are going to get covered in shit?
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's going to smell real bad.
Yeah.
Who was it? I know you went to talk to those guards that got pissed. Who went with you? Which one of us was it? Was it you? Okay. So the two of you can't show your faces or your presences anywhere close to the keep because you're the ones they got mad and then they got up and left and started a whole hubbub. So... Because there's not a lot of people here. We're very clearly outsiders, you know. So we've got to be careful with who we're talking to and interfacing with. Because they already suspect... They're already on high alert for outsiders, and we couldn't be more clearly outsiders, you know.
Nobody here except us mice.
Does the Imperator receive correspondences and letters?
No.
Could we sow some suspicion towards Ruko and your doppelgangers?
Do you know somebody on the palace guard who could get us one of those keys?
She says, under normal circumstances, yes.
No, you put yourself on suspicion.
Well, no, they're just under high alert.
Mm.
So there's only two people that have keys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The head of the palace guard and the Imperator. Well, the head of the palace guard and I are, I wouldn't say chummy, we have a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
It would be an ill-timed question.
Hmm. No. Do you want to... I mean, do we want to slow play this and just, like, wait it out and do these, like, really slow things?
I think we can still get in. Like, even with the grates, like, I'm pretty sure a rat could fit
so
through.
So gross. Yeah, rats can go.
But also, I can turn into a dog. Do they have guard dogs? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could also find out what the guard dogs look like and then change into that and then just kind of act like I got out somehow and then somebody will let me in.
Mm. I think rat would be safer, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Because you can get more places as a rat or a
mouse. Oh, totally.
Yeah. But the shit.
I mean, I don't care.
Ooh, that's righty. That's the important part. As long as you don't care.
I mean, it's not real. This is all make-believe, Kayla.
I was speaking to you in character.
Oh.
I mean, the doors being locked is a huge problem.
Or, but I've also got speak with animals, and I could get an animal to do something for us.
Well, I think you going back in, and I don't know, I just don't know. Like, you go back in, and then what? Like, we still don't know how the rest of us are going to get in.
She let us in. That's why she's going in, right?
Yeah.
But we don't have a key.
Yeah.
Oh. So we can't. Like, yeah, I agree. I wish that's...
But maybe I could steal a key.
But there's only two, and they're on the most... highly guarded people.
Do we have any allies who have more powers that might be able to, like, transform us all? Or...
Ooh, yeah, you got somebody who can transform everybody?
Ruko's mom.
Ugh, that bitch.
That's probably cool.
Or, I mean, does Chisa have friends?
No. What's why you see it like that?
Well, I mean, you've saved Ruko multiple times. I wasn't sure if there's ever been a situation where you needed more resources than you had available and who you called on.
Yes, but it's in city. Mm. Although, let me think, in my experience and background. Also, really quick question. Is it like these tools bubble? Are the locks
are they
able to be, are they like magical picked? Or is it like can
able
hypothetically
to be
they're not magical as far as I'm aware.
So hypothetically
thieves tools
they can be picked.
Yeah.
I don't have thieves tools.
I
do
think
you?
I do.
Nice. Yeah, I've got a +4 to sleight of hand, but it's not much.
What is my background? I have something.
We could also try and wait them out and see what happens, like, over time. I'm just worried that if we wait too long that they're gonna kill the guard captain.
I think they're gonna...
Every day that they're here, they're probably... From what you said, it sounds like every day they're here, they're going to ratchet up the panic until this town tears itself apart.
Right.
So, okay. Complete left field. Complete left field. Ruko didn't believe it that there was a problem. And probably the problem is that Ruko doesn't want there to be any problems but what Ruko wants to cause. But if we went and became a problem that the Imperator had to send someone to fix, would that get them out? I don't know. I as I was saying it, I was like, no, Ruko is going to do everything. The hag is going to do everything that she can probably to make sure that any real problems are ignored.
I was thinking the same thing. If we cause a riot, but they would just send the guard,
not Ruko.
What if we scapegoat somebody? Like we either one of us or we find somebody and we capture them and say we found the infiltrator.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then they get arrested and put in the same dungeon. And then you've at least
would
got...
Would they, though? Or would you be...
They'd end up in my dungeon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This whole two dungeon
What can we do
to
get into the other dungeon? It has to be treason.
Yeah, it has to be somebody... It has to be, you know, somebody like me or...
Somebody actually... Dragon, you're already there. If
we need somebody on the inside, he's there.
Look, this is as close as I'm coming to crossing a line. I promised I wouldn't cross.
I appreciate it.
There's a tavern in the riverside called the River's Mercy.
Okay.
She says it's run by a man named Finn Etienne. Finn Willowshade. Ask for the clay fox.
Finn Willowshade?
Mm-hmm.
What's the tavern called again? Sorry.
The River's Mercy.
Ask for the clay fox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that sounds like a good lead. Could we still get those guard uniforms?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She says they'll be, all the package sent over to the Fire Maiden.
Okay.
Okay. We'll hang out there until the package arrives, and then we won't contact you again until it's time to celebrate.
Give me some time. Maybe go see to the Clay Fox first. They'll be there when we're done.
Okay. They'll be at the Fire Maiden when we get done? Okay.
Cool.
Road trip.
Let's head to River's Mercy.
And it goes without saying, we never had this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And
I barely know who you are.
If I, you know, I may have to disavow knowing you if it comes to it.
That's fair.
Understandable.
I mean, if it comes down to it and we're in the castle, well, that's fine.
Good luck.
Regardless of how we get there. Let's do it.
How far away is River's Mercy?
It's not far. This isn't a huge town, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you head over to the River's Mercy. It's right on the riverside. It's kind of blends into the neighborhood. You almost walk by it twice, kind of, sort of hidden vibe. As you come in, like all the booths are sort of like shady and they've all like kind of spread out from each other. It's very kind of dark in here, even in the middle of the day. There's actually a few people in some of the booths having low, quiet conversations as you walk in. Those conversations actually stop for a moment. You get the idea, you feel eyes on you for a moment, and then they continue again. Behind the bar, you see a gnome woman. She's slim, she has a sun-brown skin, she has like a vibrant moss-green cloak that she's wearing, and a charming smile on her face.
She said she's human?
No.
Halfling?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
We were
sorry.
All wrong.
Sorry, I just had like a picture in my head of a small person, so. No.
And she's got this kind of like purple hair that's just sort of coiffed up.
So it's gnome pink.
Huh?
Yeah,
Pink the singer.
Oh.
She just kind of smiles at you as you all walk in and she waits for you to approach.
We'll go up and say, hi, we're interested in the clay fox.
She says, sorry, did you say you wanted something to drink?
Yes.
A round of Strekka.
I'll have an ale.
Unless you got something better than Strekka. If you do, we'll definitely
I'm
going to
have
an
ale. I don't need any more Strekka. Thank you.
She says, we've got ale. We've got elven wine. She says, we've got dwarven mead.
No, we'll take some wine.
Orcish rock gut.
I'll take some dwarven mead. Yeah.
Wine, please.
Yeah, I'll wine.
All right, drop a silver piece to you.
Okay. Would you like us... Can we sit at the bar, or do we need to find...
There's actually not seats here at the bar.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
It's all like kind of shady booth seating.
We're gonna go over there. Would you like to join us, or do you have time to join us?
She says, "I'll come by and check on your drinks in a bit."
Okay,
got it. This is fun.
This is fun.
So you go over into these well-worn booths. As you sit in, like The quiet chatter you hear outside kind of fades just a little bit.
Is that magic?
Cool.
Are there as many people here as the chatter seemed to indicate, or is that also a spell?
I'll say, actually, no, I'll need to go either roll for that. There's definitely a little more chatter than it seems like people here.
I got a 17.
Perception? And my
D4. Are we all rolling it?
Dirty 20.
No, Jesus.
Nice.
Nat 20.
Another nat 20, damn.
I was rolling only seven and below earlier.
Joe, you see her make a hand gesture that's definitely some sort of thieves' cant, that you don't speak thieves' cant. And then a patron gets up from like a booth and walks into the back. And then she walks into the back a moment later before walking back out. And when she's walking back out, like, her stride is different. Like, she's not walking the same way. As she walks over and sits down at your booth.
On her way, I'm just going to quickly whisper that to everybody.
Okay.
Got it.
She sits down and she says, so, here you're looking for the Clay Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She says, where did you learn that name?
We said we'd keep that a secret.
Did we?
I think so.
Yeah, but not if anyone asks.
Oh, we...
Yeah.
I don't think you actually did, but I think it's probably a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said, like...
Well, she didn't
want
to be associated, so I assumed as
well.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Implied, definitely.
Yeah.
We never had this conversation.
There you go. And as you all look over, you see she is up at the bar again, but also sitting in front of you.
Cool.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
This is cool.
So we didn't answer her, right?
You said, yeah, you said you promised you wouldn't tell that. And she says, very good. Very good.
Can you tell us more about the Clay Fox?
No, not at all. But what is it you wish to ask from the Clay Fox?
We need a way into the keep.
No. That is very interesting.
The dungeon specifically.
Anywhere.
Right? Oh, just anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, Dragomir could take care of himself.
Fair.
I don't care about him, not really.
We'll let him out after
everything. Yeah.
She says, here there was an assassination attempt there last night.
There was
not.
It's...
And what is it you all know about this?
We think it's a hag.
We know it's a hag. Trying to turn this town into knots.
She says there has been an undercurrent of
hagginess,
panic the last few days. She says it's bad for my business.
Yeah, I bet.
The hero Ruko is under the thrall of the hag and leading the charge for all the nastiness.
He and his group are the guests of the Imperator, if I've heard. Right.
Yeah, those other three people with him are pretending to be the three of us.
She kind of squints at the three of you. She's pretending to be somebody else. Why, never?
Never. I'm sure you have no experience with that.
She says, who would do such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you just need a way into the keep? That's it? Just through the door?
I mean, if you could get us in the same room as Ruko and it's that easy.
Well, I mean, also, do you have a map of the keep?
Yeah.
Or
And in as quietly as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The least amount of people noticing us.
I mean, our main thing is we would like to get to Ruko to kind of suss out whether it's actually him. And is he being held captive, or is he under the hag spell? And then also maybe trying to free him from the hag.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can give us for that.
And for your city of the hag's influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, of course.
Just explicitly stating, just in
no,
case.
Totally, because...
Tags are bad for business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't I know it?
Yes, your lip bumper gone.
I know! What am I gonna do?
I thought we healed that.
I know.
That's why I have fucked up lips now.
You just look very chapped.
Oh. Like you got a really bad sunburn just on your lips. Oh, that sucks.
What is it you can offer the Clay Fox?
Oh.
Gold?
How much?
100 gold?
Yeah, 100.
Or we negotiate, but we may not have that gold right now.
I mean, how much do you think?
Yeah, right? How much gold does the Clay Fox want?
Never make the first offer in a negotiation.
Well, I think we made the first offer, so 100. But, I mean, we're willing and able to pay more if the information is worth it for us.
Would I know that Riven can fund this if we get a back?
You definitely have an expense report that you fill out at the end and gets you reimbursed. But you are currently limited to the funds that you have on you.
Yes.
So all expenses included.
There could be more, but
right
now.
You are very new to negotiating, I think.
I don't negotiate. I just get paid. I fill out the expense report later.
So what is your max offer that your employer is willing to offer?
I don't know.
Name
your price. You could get us in, get us there, and maybe get us out.
She says, I can get you into the front door. Everything else is passed. Beyond that is up to you. She says, I'll do it for 250 gold pieces.
Done. I mean, let me think. Okay. But I don't think that can be immediate.
All you can do is get us in the front door.
Everything else is up to you.
We can
what
pay
about
half now, right?
Well,
I've got all of it.
What about a map? Guard rotations. Where the guest quarters are.
She says I can get you a map.
Okay.
Guard rotations.
And an accurate map.
Clay Fox is honorable and her dealings.
See, she's been telling us the truth this whole time.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the truth.
Oh, yikes.
21. 17. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a line.
I pull out one of the emeralds. That's most of the payment. Right there. Worth 200 gold.
But I'd have to fence it, so it's another 10%. That's like 180 gold.
No.
She says,
Got it off a dragon horn. It's not a fencing situation. It just is an emerald.
Yes, but I have to give it to somebody for gold, who would then have to mark it up in order to sell it.
Well, then you don't get my nice emerald.
I prefer gold, but 250 gold paid up front, and I get you in tonight with a map.
And we get a map. And then, do you have guard schedules?
She says, there's no schedule. She says they work all night. There's one that patrols the main hall. There's another that patrols the upper rooms. She says there's a few more that hang out outside the doors of the Imperator and the guest rooms.
Okay.
No way you can have, a copy of that key?
She says, I'll get you in the front door. The door will be unlocked. She says, just stop somebody from locking it, and there you go. The doors don't lock on their own.
Okay.
Good to know. Very good to know.
Well, I guess we have a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of you will be paying me?
Do we want to split it?
Yeah, let's split it.
So 250 divided by 4.
250 each?
No. Or should most of it come out of...
Yeah, I mean...
Or should come out of the...
You're going to get expensed. We're not.
No, I put the expense report. I have no money.
That's funny. So that's 62 and a half each. So
yeah, so
I actually don't have any money right now.
I'll put in 63.
Do you have 60 some gold?
No.
Oh.
I only have 19 right now. Because
oh.
Okay,
so it should be just divided by 3?
You have 0 money?
I have 19 gold right now.
Oh, shit.
That's
okay.
Because we got the
you guys bought the amulets.
The amulets.
250
right.
Divided by 3.
It's
so
83, that's... so I'll do 84.
Okay.
You get it all back.
You're so good.
Will we? It's not you I don't trust, it's her.
Oh, well, she don't pay, she don't get her son.
Well, she's not even asking for him back, technically. She's not gonna
call. That's right, what the fuck? She...
She's
never
not
mind,
gonna
ask you about that later.
Ask who about it?
Ask you.
Oh. Gotcha.
Okay.
Got it.
Here you go.
We just hand her a loose pile of coins in a very disorganized manner.
She opens up a pocket on her vest and just pulls it all in there. It is obviously a pocket of pulling or something, because it just, no ball bearing.
Mm.
Is it also a pocket of counting?
She says, I counted it when you put it on the table.
Nice.
Huh. She says... And then she kind of grabs her ears and pulls them and shapes them into goblin ears. Pulls out her nose and her chin a little bit and just kind of wipes her face down like clay.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there's a goblin sitting in front of you. Gotta go.
Clay Fox. Where are we supposed to meet you?
She says, the door to the door to the keep, she says, the gate and the front door will both be unlocked, she says, at the 8th bell.
So we just walk in?
Just walk in.
Nobody's coming to meet us, let us in, nothing.
She says, you will be in the front door.
Okay. Which front door?
Mm-hmm.
At 8.
What time is it now?
It's like 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So it gives us some time to go get our uniforms. And
she says, yeah, you might want to just a little more discreetly.
Yeah. We've got access to uniforms, so I think that that's probably what we
Less I know, the better. All right, well, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah.
Goodbye, thank you.
She says, I'd say tell a friend, but please don't tell anybody.
Yeah, we won't.
The 5 stars on Thiever.
THVR.
THVR, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's go back to the Fired Maiden. That's a better vibe.
Yeah.
All right, you head out. Back to the Fired Maiden.
Have you all told me that you got kidnapped before?
I can't imagine I haven't, bitch. I can't imagine traveling as much as we have that I haven't mentioned it.
Okay.
I don't think we've had an RP moment for it.
Yeah, because I was shocked. I was like, what?
Maybe I haven't then.
Fuck. You just assume everybody knows it.
Yeah,
point.
Because I talk about it and how much I dislike her often.
That's fair. I didn't know she got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Apologies.
She sucks. Too bad we can't get drunk.
She's not so worse than Zara. Zara worse out there.
I guess technically true. But I'm not looking at her as a mother. I'm looking at her as a bad person. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, Ruko kind of thinks she's great. We all disagree.
Actually, roll me an insight check.
I know, and Ruko doesn't think she's great, but he also doesn't, like, hate her either. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's a 20, but a dirty 20. No, 19.
Yeah, I would... Well, actually, I'll let you explain how Ruko felt about his mom.
It's complicated, for sure.
Like, but he definitely didn't, like, think she was great. It was not the vibe that I got.
No, I think it's, like... I don't think... I think Ruko, you would have gathered, like, is like, that's my mother, you know? Like, but outside of that title, it's not like she spent a lot of time actually being his mother. And he's told you he got raised by goblins. That they have...
Did he get raised by goblins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His goblin nannies.
That they
I'd forgotten they were goblins. That's what's throwing me off.
So he doesn't know his mother very well to know the kind of person, but considering the expectations she set, he just thought he knows his parents like other people know his parents as like these heroes that, you know.
Ruko has a lot of things unfortunately normalized for him. He may not realize are really abnormal issues.
Oh, the hair thing, yes, made that very clear. Yeah, no, the hair thing made that very clear.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. Do you want to do a bio break? Sure. I need water. Dang, that sucks.
Now you're going now.
All the effort you put into that, it didn't work.
I mean, it worked for us.
It's the only thing you have been able to say pretty much all day, and it wasn't recorded for posterity.
Well, I hope the mic picked that up. So, you'll leave the River's Mercy. And, what do you do? Oh, yeah, so you're heading back to the Fire Maiden. As you walk in, Zariah calls you over and says, hello, hey, package for you.
Perfect. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
She hands you a discreet, like, brown paper wrap package.
I'll just bring it to our table with us.
Okay. She says, something to drink? Strike up. Wine?
Are there rooms here?
Yeah, you guys can stay here. Yeah.
Do we still have the rooms, or do we need to...
Oh, you would like to stay for another evening?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Of course, of course. How much did I charge you yesterday? I forget.
One coffer. Couple.
She says, 5 silver pieces, please.
We're sharing a room?
Hmm?
I was asking.
One big room?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we parked the...
All right, 5 silver pieces.
You got this one?
Yeah. Thank you.
Enjoy your stay. Alright, so you take these up to your room to open them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you go upstairs. There's 4 guard captain outfits, all of which seem roughly appropriately sized.
Nice.
Gertie, like yours, just has like a... Yours is basically just a tunic that goes like a... they call it, where it's just like the...
Like a poncho?
Like the 2 sides there just belted shut.
Mm-hmm. Poncho, yeah.
Poncho.
You all right?
I just got her.
So it's probably a good idea not to put these on until we're closer, maybe?
I don't think we should even put them... Yeah, I don't think we should put them on here.
Oh, yeah. No.
But how close was that L-shaped alley to the keep?
That's here.
That's here.
At the...
Okay. So I guess we'll just try and find another alley in that area.
Yeah. Part of me thinks maybe going over there and scoping it out, but I think being on the streets at all is a problem.
I also wonder, could we change it the
Crooked Spade?
Yeah.
That's where all the guards hang out, though.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is could we blend in?
I worry that they would see faces they don't recognize and uniforms they do.
Fair. So, yeah.
Just hang out until 7:30, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Around 5 p.m.,
you
hear a commotion outside.
Uh-oh.
You hear town criers running up and down the streets saying, guard captain Dragomir arrested for treason. And then another one that, and then they continue on, execution set for tomorrow.
Oh my god.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow. Well, take care of it tonight.
And with that announcement, like, the town becomes a buzz of people talking about Imperial agents having infiltrated, and Dragomir being one of them.
Crazy.
Isn't Dragomir rich, though? Like, yep. He's from... It's weird, like, his family isn't coming.
Well, they're Colossae.
He's, like, the good one.
Yeah.
So they may not be able to get here in time. Or, they may not, or by the time they hear about it, he might already be dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, we're going to take care of it tonight, or we're going to be dead, so...
Maybe we'll get some money from saving him.
Huh. I wouldn't bet on it, but it would be nice.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You see an illusionary bugbear here in the air. It's like, always take money from rich people.
Oh, Asper.
Cousin, brother.
Love it.
My name's Asper. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, so... You kind of lay low here. Do you stay in your room or do you hang out in the tavern?
I say we stay up here.
Yeah. Or maybe we do some stuff in the tavern, say, oh, we're going upstairs, go to sleep, make it very clear that we are, you know, turning in for the night. Is there a window in here?
In your room? Yeah.
Maybe we go out this way so they think we've been in here the whole time. We have alibi in case anything
happens. What if we pretend I get very drunk and you have to go take care of me upstairs?
Mm. Oh, because you could legitimately get really fucking drunk. Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not like, but like, not like too crazy. Just, you know.
Just go a little harder than we did last night.
Yes.
More witnesses. Can we get out the window without hurting ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I was going to say, no.
They're like a cute little fire escape.
With the new rules, no, we can't, right? Because if you're not trained in athletics, you can't do athletic things.
What if there's like a fire escape?
You can
do athletics
things, you just can't help somebody with the athletics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so...
You can roll your own athletics even if you're not trained in it. But you only get somebody to help, actually, if you have it.
I can help everybody. I'm very athletic.
But also, I'm just going to say, for purposes of the story, yeah, you guys getting out of a second-story window, like, we don't need the roll for this.
There's like a tree or something.
I mean, how expensive is it?
I mean, you literally just hang from the window and drop. Like,
mm-hmm. How expensive is it for you to end drunkenness on people?
You want to get drunk?
I don't want to, but it is good cover.
Well, we don't have to get real drunk.
I know.
After...
I'm a good actor.
Just pretend.
Okay.
If anybody does a shit job, then...
Then you can get real drunk.
Yeah. I was just saying, I'm not a great actor. I'm not a great liar. That's all I'm saying.
Only one person need to get drunk, right?
So
you want to get... Oh, you?
I mean, I can pretend, and if it's not good, then you can get drunk.
You can say you won't get drunk all day. Maybe you get drunk.
I do want to be drunk.
Oh, do you
it
really want to?
Very valid. Do you want to get drunk?
All right, Elaine, roll me a deception check.
Chris is like, let's move on.
Let's do this.
Ooh,
oh,
that's really bad.
I'm going to have to get drunk for real.
Yeah, I'll get drunk for real. I rolled up 11.
You get drunk for real, you cure yourself, but like the... All drinking all that, like, straight alcohol, like, your vocal cords are all fucked up.
It happened 2 days in a row. Very funny.
Alright, so, you put on a good show. Actually, you go and roll with advantage, because I'd say...
Oh, from the previous night?
Well, also, just from, like, everybody else in here is wasted, so... Nobody seems to care or be questioning it.
Seems all right.
So if you don't want to have actually gotten drunk and wasted that thing, I think you're probably okay to it.
Okay. But it's just in case for my healing stuff.
Yeah. No, the spell does fuck up. Or your performance, you go a little too hard and wreck your vocal cords.
Do a little too much yelling.
She was like, woo!
One too many times.
Or as they say in French, le woo.
Le woo. Ooh.
I am how you say it, la woo girl. La woo femme.
La woo femme. Je suis un la woo femme.
Oui, je suis garbage.
Je suis femme de la woo.
Okay, so. You put on a good show, get yourself a good alibi, you go upstairs, can't go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Very expertly just hang from the window and drop like the 2 feet to the ground.
Nice.
And we have our guards' clothes, which we can still wear our usual armor.
Give me a quick acrobatics check.
Oh, because I was going to, if that was something I needed to do, I was thinking maybe I'd do my wild shape and turn into like a cat or something on the way down.
Don't waste your spell slot because I'm being silly. So.
Okay, athletics checks or acrobatics?
Yeah.
Can I assist with acrobatics or with athletics in any way?
Athletics you would be able to, but this is acrobatics.
Oh, wait, I can help.
17.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, you lay it on your feet. There's a little bit of a wobble, but you don't fall down.
I still got it.
Though you do feel like your knees, like, click a little bit as you lay.
Yeah. Get too old for this shit.
Alright, so you'll make your way to the keep. As you're making your way there, you come by a public square that normally like had shops there this morning. You actually see there's a crew of guards that are building a gallows.
Jesus Christ. This hag shit is intense.
And more concerningly, like, as other people are walking by, like, drunk and, like, panic, like, they're just, like cheering the guards on for doing it.
Wow.
Gross.
These people are going to feel so guilty tomorrow.
Mm.
Hopefully.
And they will have to face the consequences of their actions and emotions.
Oh. Elaine smile. Okay.
That's what Elaine
not
loves.
Not smiling, but, there's an extra dip in our step.
and in heavy plate, too. You're wearing plate, right?
I think so. I don't know.
You don't have to lie.
Yeah, we can
change. She's wearing heavy chain.
Oh, heavy chain. Well, that's even more clanky.
Alright, so so basically the front door, you arrive, like, there's... So there's, like, a big, wide street around it. No alley is, like, directly next to it, but across the street you can find an alleyway to duck into.
Okay.
To wait for the hour. As you head into the alleyway, Hank pops out and says, oh, hello.
This fucking
hi, Hank. How are you?
I am good. Can't see running into you here in this alleyway.
Did you find any more rats?
He says, I've eaten my fill, yes.
Did they really grade up the latrines?
They did, I checked.
Oh. Can you still get through, or is it too small for you to get through?
Too small for me now, unfortunately.
Oh. How big is it?
The grates?
Yeah.
Smaller than, too small even for a rat.
Really? Huh.
That's
amazing.
Disgusting.
It smells awful.
I bet. They really should clean those off.
He says, I got something for you.
What?
He kind of goes over to the like a crate that's nearby, and he grabs something and pulls over and drops it at your feet. It's a coin purse.
Oh, thank you. Is there coins in it?
Yeah.
Oh, where did you get this?
Just found it.
Oh.
Just found
well,
it.
Well, thank you. How much is in it?
There is 11 gold pieces in there.
Nice. Thank you.
Just thought you might like it.
Thank you. This will be really helpful.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job. Thank you so much, Hank.
I missed it. How much was in there?
Oh, sorry.
Level.
And then I give him the treat.
Thank you.
Are you training him to rob people?
Yeah.
No, he did this on his own.
He just kind of like walks between your legs and rubs his fur against
you. No, whenever he comes, he always wants a treat, because that's kind of our deal.
But you did just reward him for giving you somebody's coin purse.
I mean, he could have seen it that way. I was more rewarding him for being my familiar and stopping by.
Do you think he got that distinction?
Probably not.
Okay.
Oh, she don't tell you how you interact with...
No, I was asking questions.
I mean, really.
Questions.
Doesn't matter.
Rosemary just whispers in here. He's like, see, I told you. Dirty fox.
You're not wrong. Also, none of our business. Until it becomes our business, and at which point we'll deal with it.
Are you against...
Oh, yes, we will.
That's enough.
Are you... Yeah, this is fucking weird.
What's that?
So this is a fucking weird ass fox. Does he have a little fox fedora? That's yes.
M'lady.
Do you speak Draconic?
No.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, are you against thievery? Thank you. No judgment either way.
Caitlin needs to separate. I don't know the answer to that question for Mahogany.
You can reflect, maybe say later.
I know the answer for Gertie.
No, obviously, right?
She's fine with it.
You love it.
I mean, it's a continuum. Money comes and goes, and you know, and now for me it came, and later on it'll go away. It's fine.
The circle
I have
of
never...
capitalism.
Huh?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
The circle of capitalism.
Yeah. It's the circle of death.
What do the Ferengi call it? Like the river of something? Profit or... Do you know what
it... Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Haven't gotten to that episode yet, but...
The river of, like, currency. River of wealth or something.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Nasty. I have never stolen anything that wasn't a job, and even those have been few and far between.
Well, la-ti-da.
You feel okay stealing a boy?
I'm not stealing him, I'm getting him back. If this is theft, count me in, I guess. Weird place for me
Six
to be.
Six in one, half a dozen in the other.
Now, I will say... If we run across gold in this big old keep, I don't know, but they're all being tricked by the hag.
Yes, how do you feel about this moral bee?
The hag?
No, what we are doing now.
Fine, we're rescuing Ruko.
Because of hag.
Yeah.
But you are conflicted because after they are out of the trickery of the hag, then their things will still be gone if we were to...
Yeah, exactly.
Them.
But I don't know. It's weird.
Is okay if we steal it? Or no?
Let's not police everybody. Let's just let people do what they're gonna do and trust that it's the right thing for them to do in the moment.
It's really hard for Caitlin. Because Caitlin wants to say, yes, obviously, they're rich. Let's steal from them. But Mahogany doesn't feel that way. So, I mean...
Just wondering, should we hide or just do when you're not looking?
Well, and who's to say whoever had this coin purse was rich? Maybe this was all the money they had.
Exactly!
Why are you looking pointedly at me?
I don't know that it's a point.
It is a point!
Well, there's no way for us to find this person, and also, with your logic...
No, see, the problem was you were rewarding... The question was... Are you rewarding him for giving you the coin purse? And you said no. And I said, does he know that? And you don't know that. And I think, and as an absolute, you're training that fox to steal from people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah. I didn't disagree with that. I'm not intentionally training the fox to steal from people,
I mean,
but yeah.
After this very moment, yes, you are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the way animal training works.
If he brings me another coin purse, we'll have a little chat.
Reinforce behavior.
He's not an animal.
Huh?
He's a sentient, like, creature. He's not an animal.
Oh. Well, no. Still, I mean, is he a sentient creature? You train children, too. They're sentient, technically.
Good point.
What is positive reinforcement? A deeply reliable portion of human psychology. Sorry, off track. Let's go
I'm sorry I started this. I was just curious about things. At least it was coin purse and not like a finger or underwear.
Yeah.
Hey, he just found this coin purse.
Yeah. It's not like he took it from somebody.
Yes, exactly.
I agree with my dragon. I think that he probably did. I don't say that out loud. I let this go, and I keep the rest of my opinions to myself, and I talk about them in Draconic if I have them.
All right. So, you hear the eighth bell ring. Oh. Y'all are just in guards' outfits?
Mm-hmm.
My veil is off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you keep tugging at your guard's uniform because you don't like it?
No.
Tabard, that's what I was thinking of. Just the tabard goes over, and you spell the tabard, guard tabard, goes around your shell.
Sorry, I was just thinking of a character from Robin Hood, the animated film, that I think had something like that.
Okay. So, you all cross the street and head over to the outside gate. You look, and interestingly, like the guards that are patrolling in the top all seem to be patrolling other areas right now.
Mm.
You see them kind of like walking away from the gate, like with their torches looking. So that this area is not under observation right now.
And so she said the gate and the front door would be open.
Gate.
All right, let's do it.
You turn the handle of the gate, and it creaks open these large gates.
Okay.
Actually, I guess they'd probably have a little person-sized door in the bigger gates, so yeah, you turn the little person-sized door.
Cool.
It opens.
And we'll just walk in. I'm assuming we looked at our map so we know where we're going.
Yeah.
And they said not to make sure that people don't lock the door after?
Yep, but there's only two people that have the key, the Imperator and the head of the palace guard. So.
Okay.
Okay, and so you head up to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the handle and it is unlocked.
Can I, as we're filing, I guess as we go in, is there anyone watching us?
Who's going? Okay, you're opening. You're turning the handle. The door's unlocked. You're opening the door and going in before you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I guess. Have we watched to see how guards enter and exit the keep?
You would know that this is the hallway that you were going. That you came into out of the privy.
So it was locked, and so they don't normally come in and out of there.
No, there's a guard that's patrolling up and down. It.
Yeah.
Do you want to turn into a mouse and slip under the door? And we don't have any way of talking to you when you're a mouse, right?
No, you can talk to me when I'm a mouse.
You can't talk to us.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I guess I'm not following. Why would I turn into a mouse?
To see where the guard is at.
Oh.
You would all know that there is a guard in this hallway past this door. 100%. I guess the question for you is, how are you going to try to get past him?
Yeah.
Are you going to try to talk your way past him? Or are you going to try to fight him and stop him from ringing the bell before he can ring the bell?
What if
there is a bell?
What if we try to talk to him and say...
Can we say we knew this was going to happen and we had this discussion?
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming you all
we're not hushed whispering right at the front door.
Yes, no, I'm assuming you guys spent a half hour not just talking about Hank stuff.
Okay, great. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should probably go, like... Is it all four of us, or should just one person go and be like, oh, I've been asked to relieve you, you need to report to the constabulary?
You would know that this is, you are city guards?
Uh-huh.
This is a palace guard.
We're not supposed to be here.
Oh.
We should just drop him.
Should we just say that we've been assigned here for extra security to make sure the...
Yeah, if you want to try to roll that way, you can try to roll that way.
Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
The other one is I can just try and charm them.
I mean, I think this is a great use of charm.
Okay.
Because but then that gives us 1 hour limit. And then after the hour, they will know and sound the alarm that somebody charmed.
What if we try talking and then you have charm?
Oh, you've just got charm ready? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going in by yourself then?
No, I think all of us go in.
Okay.
Or, like, extra security, like, on the inside of the door.
Where do you want us?
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I think we'll walk in like we were told to be here. When he approaches us and is like, where the hell did you come from? I'd be like, oh, sorry, they told us to come here to beef up security.
Overnight.
Were we not supposed to go through that door?
Mm. Okay.
So who's going to go in first?
I can go in first. That's cool.
I'll go in second, and I'll, whatever said, I'll
back up.
Back you up and say something.
But maybe say a different door, because then if they go check, they will know this one's unlocked.
Wait, was there a different door that was unlocked?
No, this is the only door that you paid to have unlocked.
have unlocked, but we know there are other doors. We're saying we don't want to draw attention to the fact that these doors were unlocked for us.
But if we're walking through it and they see us walk through it?
Because he's right inside.
And there are other doors in the gates, right?
There's other doors to the keep, but you know they're all locked going to the keep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one's supposed to be locked, too.
Yeah, they all are supposed to be locked.
Yeah, I'm saying what the gate doors.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Oh, you were saying just specifically this door, and you weren't going to mention the gate door.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Theoretically.
I wouldn't even ask about the door. I would just be like, they sent us. Where do you want us?
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Why are you trying to go back, Chris?
It's not going to turn out.
Oh, no, it could. It could. So there's big double doors. Here's what you do know from the last time you were here. This is the hallway. There's doors. Well, it doesn't look like whatever.
I get it.
So, you know, if these are the front big front doors. There's doors over here. There's an alarm right there.
Okay.
It's on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to roll this d12.
Can I go in with a readied action to attack if this goes south?
Yeah, you all can ready actions as you go in. You can ready your spell, you can do whatever you're going to do.
Great.
What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to roll this d12.
Mm-hmm.
1, 12.
Ah, gotcha.
So where he is in that hallway.
Okay.
Bad for you. That's right.
Okay.
You're going in first.
Mm-hmm.
You open the door and walk in. He looks down. It says, that's not supposed to be unlocked. And he's going to start running for the alarm.
Yep.
So, roll initiative.
Yep. Uh-huh. God damn it.
13.
Fuck.
It's just initiative.
Yeah, but he's literally so close. No,
yeah.
Initiative is very important.
21.
Good. That's good. Thank God. But also, we're single file. Right?
You all are just in these four squares.
I literally had the thought, let's listen for when he comes back. And then
I thought
fucking
that too,
forgot
and then I didn't
say
fucking
it,
say
yeah.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Yeah, we should have done that.
It's all good.
I think it's fine.
Balls.
It just
did. Okay, so, Chisa, what'd you get? 21?
Yeah.
Gertie?
13.
13.
Do you add anything?
No.
Elaine?
Sorry. 4.
4.
9.
He has a +1 to initiative. I'm going to roll in front of the table.
Okay.
God damn it.
One.
17.
God damn it. But Chisa goes first, right?
Yep.
Okay. Chisa, it's all up to you.
Hold on. I'm seeing if I have something. I don't know.
You all want to grab your minis real quick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got it?
Thank you. Can you grab me?
And for Chisa, you can grab shirtless fire guy.
Oh, am I going to be shirtless fire guy today?
What did you pick
yeah,
up?
Yeah, they brought their...
I think I left a random misprinted
one. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I read that.
That was okay. I could totally be shirtless fire guy. I love shirtless fire guy.
I don't know where we were.
Okay, so... So, he is 100%, you can tell he's going to bolt for that alarm.
Okay.
Yep.
Chisa, you're up first.
What is the alarm mechanically? How does it?
It is a lever.
It's a lever.
Something he pulls.
Pull the.
He might not be very strong. If you hit him, you might be able to take him out.
Or can you trick him and say that don't.
I have a -1 for this.
Yeah.
Well,
and he's already running, right? He's back to us running.
Yeah, yeah, just try and take his legs out.
Yeah, basically, like, that door, he checked it at the start of his shift. It was locked.
Yeah. God, we should have fucking listened at the door.
Okay. Oh, fuck, okay, I'm going to try.
So,
okay.
Samantha, those dice did you all no favors.
Yep, I agree.
Can I, am I actually there, or is this the start of my movement, or am I starting there?
I mean, you, we can say that you can start, that'd be one square no matter what.
Okay, 1, 5, 10, 20, 30. Okay, I go in, or here, or whatever.
You can be in any of these squares.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because of diagonals.
Okay. I race in. Okay, and then I will... Fuck. I'm going to... So I run in. I, like, nick my hand, and I throw out a splatter of blood. And it kind of, like, the drop of blood kind of elongates, and then it's almost like as a rope
nice.
Going around him, and I'm going to do the blood curse of binding, and I'm going to amplify it to be a minute
nice.
If I can. And is that a 1d6 for me? Fuck.
Oof.
Whoa, dang.
Oh, but we had a... No, did we not have a long rest?
Short rest, I'm sure.
We had a short rest.
No, we had
today,
a long
right?
rest.
We had a long rest since your last bit.
Yeah, we haven't.
Well, but
no, since my.
No, you've not. You've had a short rest.
Short
for
rest.
Sure.
Okay,
so you could definitely.
Thank you.
So you need to make a strength saving throw of 14.
Yep.
Okay, so you get a plus one to this. He's a 13 or higher. Once again, I'm going to roll this in front of the table. 11, so
okay.
He
okay.
is bound.
Okay,
nice.
Amazing, amazing, great, amazing, amazing. Thank
what
God.
Is, what does that mean?
He his
you can't move.
Speed is reduced to zero
amazing.
For
until the beginning of your next turn. Right?
No, because I amplified it,
oh,
so he, it's zero, no reactions until the end of my next turn. It lasts for a minute, and the cursed creature could repeat at the end of its turn.
Ooh.
So as an action, I am going to dash
mm-hmm.
over to stand in front of the thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then would it be an action or, like, I don't know about action economy, for me to, like, take a look to see if there's any way to, like...
I'd say that'd be an investigation roll. I'd do that, let you do it as a bonus action, but you've already used it.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. His turn. He is just going to start screaming intruders.
Nah. Is that all he's going to do?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's got like a. Doesn't have any like way to attack anybody.
Okay.
There's a cat on your chair.
Yep. Gertie.
I'm going to try and charm him.
I think there's no way.
No.
Because no, he's already screaming. He's got advantage on a roll against you for charm.
Oh.
I don't know if he does, actually.
No?
Let me look at the spell.
The charmed creature... let's see. If so we're technically fighting him,
yeah.
Right? So that's... Yeah, he has advantage if we're fighting him.
Yeah, I'd save your spell for somebody we're not in direct conflict with. Because charm's a.
Can we just knock
spell.
Him out?
Yeah, I think we should knock his ass out and shove him in a closet.
Let me see what else I have.
But I mean, he's already screaming, so.
Yeah, oh shit, I should have attacked him. Sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, you. You
that's more than
you
enough.
You had to use your action
yeah.
to move.
Alright,
so.
I'll move. For you. Okay, yeah.
And I mean, hopefully the people who can hear him right now are fewer than. Definitely fewer than those bells would have been. We just need to get something around his mouth to stop him screaming. Because he's already bound.
So we've confirmed charm is probably not a great
idea. He'd have advantage on the roll.
Okay.
What's your spell save, DC?
My spell attack or my... Oh, the save is 14.
So you'd have to get a 14 or higher on two rolls.
I mean, that's unlikely. kind of want to do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Once again, I'll be rolling in front of the table for this.
Hmm.
That's a 10 and a 4.
Yes!
Nice. So what do you do?
So I'll... So Gertie's over there, and I'll just be like, it's okay. We've come to help you. Can you show us where Ruko is?
He says, oh, I'm so sorry. You all just looked like intruders when you came in.
That's okay. You were doing your job. I totally understand.
The door shouldn't have been unlocked. How did it get unlocked?
Oh, we were given the key. It's okay. We locked it behind us.
Oh, though. Who gave you the key?
The Imperator. The guard captain doesn't have the key.
The palace guard captain does.
Oh, Imperator Lomasukar gave you the key.
Yeah.
She must really trust you.
She really, really does.
Friend of the Imperator is a friend to me. As he says that, you hear a voice that says, report in. He says, no, just a false alarm. Sorry.
So are we out of initiative?
We're out of initiative.
Okay.
Great. So you'll move into this hallway. And next session, you all will be navigating this keep with your friendly guard buddy.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So as we walk in, after we're out of initiative, can I put something between the doors so that even if it gets locked, it doesn't actually lock? If that makes sense?
No.
No? Nothing?
Because if somebody would be trying to lock it, and they wouldn't be able, if they did that, they wouldn't be able to lock it, and they would know.
There's no way I could rig it up to...
Unfortunately not, but good question.
But we've got an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could break the lock so it could never be locked again.
That wouldn't.
But that would probably be noisy. It could draw attention. Okay, so we'll pick this up next time in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
I'll send you a map in the signal chat.